Investors in the two companies that make Vioxx, Celebrex, and Vectra shrugged off today's FDA announcement, and on Wall Street, stock in Merck and Pfizer barely budged. NPR's Snigdha Prakash explains why.
Pain used to be very big business for Merck and Pfizer. So as the cardiovascular problems of first Vioxx, then Vectra and Celebrex emerged, investors fled the stocks. They were calculating that the companies would lose billions in earnings and that Merck in particular might face billions more in legal damages to Vioxx users. Today's announcement from the FDA provided little comfort to those investors. Take Pfizer first. Just 2 days ago, Pfizer told analysts that its earnings would fall this year, in part because sales of Vectra and Celebrex are a shadow of what they used to be. But the company promised earnings would grow again next year as sales of those drugs went up. Jamie Rubin analyzes drug companies for Morgan Stanley.
The fact that the FDA decided to withdraw Vectra did come as a big surprise, and that is a setback for the company.
Rubin was projecting that Vectra would bring in a little over $500 million in sales this year. That's not a lot for a company of Pfizer's size. It had more than $50 billion in sales last year. But a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking real money. It's now clear Vectra isn't going to help Pfizer's earnings. And prospects for Celebrex? Rubin says those don't look too good either.
Well, we've already seen sales drop from 5 to 6 billion to 1, so it's already dead.
Doctors might switch their Vectra patients to Celebrex, Rubin says, and that might increase sales some, but it would take direct appeals to the consumer, something like saturated primetime television advertising to resurrect Celebrex sales, according to Richard Evans, the pharmaceutical analyst at Sanford Bernstein & Company. He says that won't happen because of the black box warnings mandated by the FDA today. The company was relying on salesmen armed with new and better marketing materials to persuade doctors to start writing those Celebrex prescriptions again. Evans didn't buy that 2 days ago, and nothing the FDA said today changed his mind.
Let's pretend we're a doc for a minute, right? There are three COX-2s in the market a year ago, Vioxx, Vectra, and Celebrex. Now there's one, Celebrex, right? So, you know, you're going to tell me as a doctor that I want to put my patients on a COX-2. Yeah, that just got relabeled, just got a black box, just had an advisory committee vote saying that it's linked to cardiovascular events. Why do I want to do that?
For Merck, whose sales and stock have suffered most, the FDA's announcement is harder to read. It could be good news. The FDA said it would consider Merck's application to return Vioxx to the market if the company makes such an application. Paul Sizemore is a plaintiff's lawyer with the Montgomery, Alabama firm of Beasley Allen. He'll be trying the first Vioxx case against Merck next month.
We do have indications from materials that we've received and from folks that we've spoken with in this case that Merck fully intends to go forward with at least an attempt to place Vioxx back on the market, albeit with a black box warning and at the lowest available dosage.
If Merck succeeds, it'll be able to tell juries that the FDA approved Vioxx not once, but twice. If it fails, it may not be any worse off than it is today. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.